Live from a top secret location in the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, March 15th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Andrew Weissman, considered by many observers to be Bob Mueller's right hand in the nearly two-year-long investigation into alleged Russian collusion, is leaving the team. In fact, he may already be gone. Another indication that our long national nightmare may finally be over. Two, Robert B. Beto O'Rourke III headed out on the campaign trail with what appeared to be a severe sugar high on Thursday. Like that obnoxious kid when you're growing up who just had to tell you something. You knew he was flat out wrong, but he flailed away anyway, going on and on and on, preaching from the liberal Bible of doom and gloom.
I tell you what, I haven't seen anything better that addresses this singular crisis that we face, a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
And number one, a terrible day for the Constitution and specifically the Second Amendment, under attack from liberals everywhere that are afraid of their neighbors and want you disarmed. First in Pennsylvania, where a new proposed law would create a gun registry and mandatory participation. And in Connecticut, where the Supreme Court said Remington can be sued into oblivion for Sandy Hook. That, but first, breaking news. That news comes from New Zealand, at least 49 dead, 20 seriously wounded in a mosque shooting. Actually, two mosques were targeted. It appears at this point that it was a lone gunman. It appears to be a lone gunman. Now, there is video floating around the internet. It is grotesque. He live-streamed the attack. Did Brenton Tarrant, 28 years old, from Grafton, Australia. That's the information we have at this point. He live-streamed about 17 minutes of the attacks inside of these mosques. It is, as you would imagine, but it appears to me, as I watched just a brief clip, it appears to me that he has a fully automatic weapon, which would be illegal pretty well everywhere, certainly in New Zealand, certainly in Australia, certainly in the United States, all of these places. Anyhow, the attacks in Christchurch on the South Island, a place that I've had a lot of time. I spent a month on the South Island in 2016, most recently. I know the place well. New Zealand, not the kind of place you would expect this kind of a terrorist attack. But this individual, Brenton Tarrant, wrote a manifesto of sorts, if you will, outlining why he had decided to do this. It is a manifesto of immigrant versus non-immigrant. He said European nations are being invaded, overrun, and birth rates are not keeping up, and they're being replaced. And he was doing this in pursuit of defending his people. It's a white nationalist, white supremacist position paper, if you will, 73 pages. Of course, I haven't read all of it. But I'll read you just a couple of lines so you get some insight into this massacre. Every day we become fewer in number, we grow older, we grow weaker. In the end, we must return to replacement fertility levels or it will kill us. There is not a single Western country, not a single white nation that reaches these levels, not in Europe, not in the Americas, not in Australia or New Zealand. And he was asked, why is he doing this? Because he says it is white genocide. Why are you doing this? Well, that's what he says. To take revenge for Ebba Åkerlund, I don't know who that is, but I'll dig into that. To take revenge for the thousands of European lives lost to terror attacks throughout European lands, to directly reduce immigration rates in European lands by intimidating and physically removing the invaders themselves. I think he's trying to incite violence to trigger a race war, if you will. And so for the people of New Zealand, for the Prime Minister there, a dark day, the worst, I believe this might be the worst mass shooting in New Zealand. The most recent one that I can find several years ago, 13 people killed. Let's see here. I just got a note of some of the guns and so forth. I can't really discern much, but, you know, big clips, high-capacity magazines. This will, of course, spur people on to overreact. It's certainly some sort of an AR rifle, it appears. But as I said in the video that I watched, the moments that I watched it, and I don't want to watch the whole thing. I don't need to see that. It is grotesque. It is vile. It appears that the weapon is fully automatic. And we'll continue to explore this. But a 28-year, not a New Zealand native, an Australian, 28 years old, from an ordinary town, he says, ordinary upbringing, nothing particularly special, decided after traveling the world for 7 years, he had seen too much and he had to do something to fight back. And it appears from his, if you will, manifesto that he's trying to create a situation where he can trigger some sort of a race war. That's the way it appears. And I feel sorry for the people of New Zealand. It's interesting to note that New Zealand has been very strict on immigration. Because I remarked on it when I was there. They had limited the number of immigrants from Muslim countries coming to their nation at 8,000 a year. 8,000, period. No more. Nobody coming over their southern border, I can tell you that. They don't need a wall. They've got the South Pacific. And because of that, you wouldn't think there would be much concern for this kind of violence one way or the other. You wouldn't think that it would happen there, but it has. And so I feel sorry for the people of New Zealand to have to deal with this because there's the likelihood of an overreaction, the likelihood of a people that, you know, have fairly liberal gun laws, that there'll be restrictions in that regard, the same way they happened in Australia following the attack in Tasmania back in, oh, several years ago now. Was that 1999, the attack in Tasmania where they confiscated guns across the nation of Australia? They later reversed part of that, but they confiscated guns from law-abiding citizens to make up for the attacks of, well, of madmen, frankly. Take it out on those that follow the law to punish those that do not. That's the problem. And I bring this to your attention because Remington, in a 4-3 decision, the Connecticut Supreme Court has upheld, or reinstated, I should say, a lawsuit against Remington dating back to the Sandy Hook massacre, saying that the Bushmaster Company, which is owned by Remington, can be sued because of advertisements. I'm going to paraphrase, that it glorified the weapon and therefore promoted the idea of using it improperly. Now, with that in mind, I can only think about the automobile ads where you see the fancy sports car going sideways, tires smoking as it's drifting and going obviously above the posted speed limit. If people apply that same standard to other advertising, automobiles an easy thing to come to mind, then anybody that's killed in a car accident in a fancy sports car, and you can go back and find a commercial of that fancy sports car on TV, you know, going sideways with smoking tires and so forth, then the car company could be held to account for car accidents and car deaths. We'll see what happens with that lawsuit. It's been thrown back to the lower court. That will end up in front of the Supreme Court because if that goes forward, it will be the end of Remington. One of the nation's oldest and proudest. It's a legacy name in sporting goods for sure and in the United States military. Also in Pennsylvania, a new law there that would require all gun owners to be placed on a statewide registry with background checks, information, what guns you have, serial numbers, photographs of your guns, all of it. That's being suggested in Pennsylvania right now in the state legislature. When people tell you there's not an affront to the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution, they're wrong. And it's incidents like this in New Zealand that will add fuel to their fire. Make no mistake. It's 14 after. Steve Doolin on the way. No fooling. It's Friday. So no fooling. It's Doolin. Sit tight.
It's hiring season in the construction industry. And have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, healthcare, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business. Moving Michigan forward.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving is drunk driving.